philosophy and policy, it gets a little bit high level. Let me briefly discuss two examples of why you need to make pre-submittal meetings mandatory for the developer. The developer really doesn't care whether he has a meeting early or not. He just wants to know what he has to do. He wants to know where to go. Let's talk about a big one, and that is when TOBIS came out the second time, where it is right now. The DHA was involved because we had a lot of experts that had been down this road so many times that they looked to us for guidance and for how to do it technically. But the people that got involved was the Branches Homeowner Association, a huge homeowner association, bigger actually than Dunwoody North, but that's a big one. And the neighbors that were directly affected, the DHA, so there were multiple meetings. The developer rushed those meetings because they got feedback from the people that were affected. As a result, it went through without any problems. Publics was welcomed and with open arms. And it was a plus for everybody. And the developer moved it straight through, didn't have anybody stand up and oppose it. Let me talk about a small one. Cedar Chase, just west of All Saints. Small subdivision, 24 homes, if I remember correctly. I was designated by the DHA to go up and sit with them while they had a meeting with the developer. They found out about it. They asked me to come sit in, and they held it in the living room of one of the residents. The developer came with charts and easels, told him what he was doing. Everybody got input. Out of that came a privacy fence across the street in front of the buildings. I think they had to adjust one building slightly. A privacy fence on their side of the street. Everybody was happy. The only people involved was that little small subdivision and the developer. But the point was they had it. Both times, in both instances, the developers were just happy as they could be that they had a pre-submittal meeting. So I suggest to you, and I'm only reinforcing what I heard the council say, it really doesn't make that much difference what the actual wording is, as long as it requires the developer, because as soon as they hear that requirement from staff or from you, it doesn't matter. Then they will set up the meeting, and that will work itself out, trust me.
All right, thank you very much. Is there any other public comment cards? All right, seeing that there are none, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. If there's a second from General Short, any discussion on this? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? We're adjourned.